You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has revealed a proposal to build a second harbour bridge between Point Chevalier and the North Shore as a cheaper alternative crossing option. This would involve using the naturally existing lava flow at Miola Reef to support a new bridge across the Waitemata Harbour, crossing to Cody Point on the North Shore. In response, critics have questioned the investment, whether the proposal would solve issues of traffic congestion, and have raised concerns regarding environmental implications, disrupting suburban areas, and iwi consultation. Additionally, Auckland Council received criticism earlier this week over information revealed through an Official Information Act request by the Auckland Ratepayers Alliance that Council spent over $250,000 on repairing four sets of stairs on Milford Beach. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics. So Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has revealed a proposal to build a second harbour bridge between Point Chevalier and the North Shore as a cheaper alternative crossing option. The original plan for a new harbour crossing was crafted under the Labor government and unveiled in August 2023. National also campaigned on the importance of a second crossing for Auckland's Waitemata Harbour. How is Brown's proposal similar or different to National and Labor's campaigns?
Yeah, look, firstly, I'm duty bound to point out that actually we do have a second crossing already at Greenhithe. It's something that everybody says, it just kind of bugs me as a Westie. It's additional harbour crossing is probably the more accurate term because we do have resilience in the existing bridge there. But anyway, in relation to the proposal, look, I think we need to ask the communities whether things like the gradient, things like the traffic volumes can be handled. I'm kind of not the right guy for that. And also the engineering of it all, I'm not the right guy for that either. But what I do support in this whole thing is to look at value for money options because, look, the mega projects that have been proposed over the decades, so it's not just even the recent governments, are just too expensive to justify. Look, we only have so much capital that we can spend in this city and in this country, and when we're proposing things that are way out of whack in terms of what we can afford, then people, I think, really sort of have some suspicions that it's going to get over the line. And unfortunately, look, it's been proven over the decades of the city's history. So I support kind of looking into some alternative and some options that may be cheaper. I think that's probably where I land on it.
Brown said the new bridge would have an entry and exit points in separate areas and it would be key to reducing congestion. However, AUT Professor of Construction John Tukey has said he's not necessarily sure how much load this would take off the existing bridges. How effective do you believe a second harbour bridge would be at addressing traffic issues?
Well, that's the thing. We've got to look at loads, right? We've got to look at those traffic issues and really analyse the problem we're solving. Because honestly, the busway is doing an amazing job and it's taking huge traffic volumes off the existing Harbour Bridge through the Waitemata. So, you know, there's a lesson there too, that when we're looking at investment, we've got to focus that investment on public transport, things that are going to move the most amount of people quickly and efficiently across the bridge and across the city. The only other thing I'd add to this, just as a Westie, I've got to point out, we've got urgent problems in the city in the northwest. We've also got them in the Dominion Road corridor through to Mangere. These should absolutely be a focus of the city, and we should be concentrating as much as we can on the capital spends and on designing some solutions there.
And just last on this topic, Brown's proposal would involve using naturally existing lava flow at Miola Reef to support a new Waitemata Harbour crossing that would link across the water at Cody Point. North Shore Councillor Richard Hills has expressed concerns over the environmental implications of the project, and Albert Eden Puketapapa Ward Councillor Julie Ferry has said she believes it will be incredibly destructive. Do we know how much environmental implications are being considered in this proposal at this point?
Yeah, well, as you go down the path, right, we're at a concept design phase, I understand, and you would need to look at these things in greater detail. So you'd actually need to get some specific advice commissioned on things like the ecology and the environment. You know, it's a sensitive area. Whenever we're looking at building on or across the coastal marine area, then this is going to be a huge question for us on whether we can handle it. And look, I'll take the advice of people that have looked into it in a bit more detail than I have on that one. But what I can say is that, look, the harbour is a precious ecological resource. And whatever solution we design, then at the forefront has to be taking care of our environment.
And moving on, I wanted to ask you about council spending money on beach stairs. Earlier this week, it was revealed that Auckland Council spent over $250,000 replacing four sets of stairs on Milford Beach. Firstly, why did Council make that purchase?
Yeah, so look, the stairs, I understand, are necessary, right? They're a completely necessary thing to do when you're looking at the health and safety of beach users. You know, the existing stairs that we have huge amounts of use, right? And they're falling into the ocean, they're crumbling apart. And they really do not pass muster, so a solution had to be found. Now, staff looked at this and they produced a number of options, going from demolishing the stairs and leaving it, which, like I said, is not going to work for the public, to what they did, to even looking at things like building wooden stairs, and that was seen as not viable and not cost-efficient either. So where they've landed is something that I understand the local board have had really big input into as well. And I think where they've landed is a pretty good place, to be honest.
And this was found through an Official Information Act request by the Auckland Ratepayers Alliance, who have said that while they understand the steps needed work, $8,000 per step was too expensive. Do you think the cost of this is an issue?
Yeah, I mean, we always need to be looking at value for money, right? So I do support that, and I think most Aucklanders do. But look, we cannot conflate household spends versus the spend of a council, right? Because these stairs get smashed by waves at all times. Last I checked, 500,000 people a year weren't using my stairs at my house, right? We need to build these things for resilience in a 50-year lifespan. This is why wood didn't work, by the way. It was cheaper, a lot cheaper, but you'd have to build it every 5 years. And then when you look at it over the 50-year lifespan, we would be spending three times the amount that we're doing on the existing ones for the wooden ones. You'd be looking at 600k or something. So look, we need to be building things for resilience. Of course, cost is always a factor. We need to look at these spends in everything that we do. We need to demand value for money, but at the same time, looking at the evidence here, it looks like they are value for money.
And lastly, Wayne Brown commented on the spending, saying he found it disgraceful and that this kind of council spending cannot be repeated to ensure value for ratepayers' money. How is council responding to this criticism?
Yeah, look, I absolutely support the need for efficiency and to question these spends. I do, and that's what the mayor is doing as well. He's demanding value for money, so am I, so is the entirety of Auckland Council and the ratepayers. What I think staff need to be doing and have been doing is looking at this and looking at our procurement processes and looking what we can do to drive down costs. I think that's very important, not just for this project, but for all projects.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about Mayor Wayne Brown's proposal for a second harbour bridge from Point Chevalier to the North Shore, as well as Council spending over $250,000 on beach stairs on Milford Beach.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.